prior to the Christmas break, it's likely that most, if not all of you, were hoping to get the same thing when you got home. It's probable that there is one thing that tended to rise to the top of the list of things desired, a single item for which there was widespread longing: sleep. Sleep is an interesting thing. It's something which we experience as humans from the time that we're born until the time that we die, and something that is experienced by different people to varying degrees for varying reasons. Some people may feel very sleepy because they are really relaxed, while other people might feel sleepy as a result of being sorrowful, as was the case with the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. One person might find it difficult to sleep as a result of some measure of anxiety, while another individual might find it difficult to sleep as a result of being excited. Still others might find themselves falling asleep even when they don't want to as a result of a physical malady called narcolepsy. But sleep is not in and of itself a bad thing. While it certainly can be an outgrowth of our naturally deprived condition, sleep is something which God made a part of the human design, intending it to serve us as a means by which we can be refreshed from day to day. The sinless Jesus, after all, slept, and Adam experienced sleep prior to the fall. All human beings sleep, but not all living beings sleep. And it's in contrast to the makeup of mere mortals that the book of Psalms reveals the unique relationship that God has with sleep. Namely, he doesn't need any, he doesn't make use of any. In Psalm 121, we read, "He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps." As we continue our consideration of positive negatives, things which God is not and does not do, we are assured this morning that he is one who does not sleep on the job. And the context of Psalm 121 shows that this wonderful fact is designed to be of great comfort. It is also, of course, a warning. The fact that God never sleeps underscores the fact that he never misses anything that we do or say or think. Our flesh likes to think that we might be able at times to sneak something past him, or that we might be able to, or might be the case that Jesus or God does not notice every one of our sins. But the book of Proverbs declares that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. There's no little deed that can sneak past a divine blink, because there are no divine blinks. There's no misspoken word that can be drowned out by a divine yawn, because there are no divine yawns. God never sleeps. He sees all, hears all, knows all. But again, the primary reason for revealing the tireless nature of God is to comfort and reassure Christians. Imagine if God were susceptible to sleep, even on a momentary basis, if it were possible for him to drift off even for a little bit, even a second or two, we could never have full or complete confidence. Think of the damage the devil could do if God ever were to take even a short nap. He would nab us with all sorts of difficulties and afflictions. But as it is, we're told, God will not allow your foot to be moved, since, as the psalm goes on, he who keeps you will not slumber. The eternal God, who needs no sleep, maintains his ongoing vigil, in part so that he can provide the protection that we all need. He's not watchful simply for the sake of interest. He's not observing all things simply because he's kind of curious about what might be going on. He remains watchful so that he can intervene when difficulties threaten. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Of key interest to the Lord is the salvation of our souls. His desire is to bring us safely to himself. And so, as we journey from here to there, from time to eternity, he remains fully awake, perfectly focused on our needs, ready and anxious to bless and protect us as we travel along. It was stated earlier that the activity of sleeping in itself is certainly not a wrong thing or a bad thing, since Jesus himself made use of sleep as a positive means of refreshment. And it's interesting to consider that even though Jesus' divine nature did not need any sleep whatsoever, his human nature did. He certainly did experience sleep on a regular basis, as do we. And yet, the only record of the Lord sleeping, at least that I can think of, is that episode in which he was in the boat. It's familiar to you. He and the disciples were on the water as they were sailing along. A horrible tempest emerged, a terrible storm, which did threaten the lives of the disciples. What was Jesus doing? He was fast asleep. How could Jesus be sleeping? Because he knew his Father wasn't. He was showing us what it means to rest in the certainty of Psalm 121. The waves could not rob Jesus of his rest because he knew that he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. A long time ago, I remember hearing of an apparent event that took place in connection with World War II. There was apparently a woman living in England at that time when the Blitzkrieg was doing its devastation across the channel on London, the city of London. There was, as I was told, a woman among the many people who were sheltered in the tunnels underneath the ground where they could still hear the devastation taking place above. And as the bombs were being dropped and things were being destroyed during one of the night raids, she curled up to go to sleep. When she was asked, "How can you possibly sleep at a time like this?" her response was, "Well, my Heavenly Father is awake. I don't know why both of us have to be." Every minute of every day and every day of every year, the Lord is actively on the job, watching, blessing, protecting. As this new year of 2019 begins, there is considerable concern and talk about conflicts, recession, threats of terror. But the Lord is as alert, awake, attentive, and in charge in 2019 as he has been at any other time. And he remains fully committed to our well-being and preservation. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Our Lord wants us to look ahead with confidence that he will use whatever time remains for us in ways that will benefit us the most. Since he is fully in charge, we can charge ahead. Since he is looking out for us, we can look to the future with confidence. And since sleep is something that he never needs, sleep is something that we need not lose. We sing of his tirelessness in hymn 802, the first three stanzas, hymn 802 in LSB.
Life, thou livest, the true life. lost.